From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Two car bombs exploded in Iraq today. Authorities say at least 62 people were killed and 180 others were wounded. NPR's Nishant Dahiya reports from Baghdad.
Two suicide car bombs targeted government buildings in Baghdad during rush hour when many people head to work. One was near the Justice Ministry, the other near the city's municipal council building. Blown cars and debris lay scattered everywhere, and hours later, rescuers were still trying to free people trapped under cars that lay upside down. The windows of the multi-storied city council building were completely blown out. These were the worst bombings in the city since August, when two truck bombs killed almost 100 people. Those attacks were also aimed at government buildings and hit the foreign and finance ministries. The violence in Iraq is the lowest it has been in years. It is expected to rise in the run-up to elections scheduled for January. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
U.S. military officials in Afghanistan said today that a U.S. service member was killed yesterday in a bombing in the southern part of the country. No details were provided. Inspectors from the United Nations are in Iran to examine an uranium enrichment plant. Tehran had revealed the existence of the still unfinished facility last month, raising concerns that Iran is attempting to develop nuclear weapons. Tehran insists its nuclear program is designed to generate power. It denies it's seeking to make bombs. This is Iran's second uranium enrichment site. It's located about 200 miles south of Tehran. Violence erupted at the most sensitive shrine in Jerusalem today. The hilltop compound is known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Israeli security forces used water cannons and stun grenades to disperse hundreds of Palestinian protesters. At least 12 people have been arrested. No serious injuries were reported. In Egypt, officials say at least 15 people were killed and scores were injured when two passenger trains collided south of Cairo yesterday. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Witnesses said it took rescue crews nearly 2 hours to reach the scene of the accident. One train, headed to the oasis of Fayoum, nearly 50 miles southwest of Cairo, was reportedly disabled on the tracks when the second train, headed for the southern city of Assiyut, plowed into it. Some reports put the death toll higher, with officials saying it would be some time before all the bodies could be recovered. Officials have long called for an upgrade to Egypt's underfinanced and aging rail transport system. This latest crash was not far from the scene of Egypt's deadliest train disaster, when in 2002 a fire swept through an overcrowded passenger train, killing more than 360. After a crash in 2006 that killed 58 people, the government allocated more than $1 billion in grants and loans to the railways. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
This is NPR News from Washington. A fire continues to burn at a fuel storage site in Puerto Rico, sending toxic smoke into the air. An explosion Friday in San Juan destroyed 18 oil tanks. Officials say the fire has been contained, but nearby residents are being urged to leave their homes because of the smoke. The office of Senator Edward Kennedy, who died 2 months ago, is shutting down this weekend, but Kennedy's staff members will not be leaving Capitol Hill. NPR's Craig Windham has more.
The placard with Kennedy's name is gone, the only indication that the office on the third floor of the Russell Senate office building was once his is the seal of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which still hangs on the door. Inside, staff members have been packing and wrapping up constituent work now that the two-month period set aside for those tasks has come to an end. Kennedy has been succeeded on an interim basis by his longtime friend, advisor, and former staffer, Paul Kirk. Kirk says while the office will close, there is a legacy about the place that will never end. He added that those rooms are filled with history. Kennedy had a staff of more than 40 people, and Kirk has asked them to stay on and work for him until January, when a special election will be held for a senator to fill out the remainder of Kennedy's term. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Rain postponed Game 6 of the American League Championship Series last night. The game between the Los Angeles Angels and the New York Yankees is now scheduled for tonight in New York. The Yankees lead the best-of-seven series 3-2. The Yankees are seeking their 40th American League pennant. If the Angels win tonight, the deciding game is scheduled for tomorrow night, also in New York. The winner of the series will face the National League champion, the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.